Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 16. I'm so glad you're here today, and I just want to give a shout out to everyone who's been listening. It's been amazing to see that we have listeners from Canada, the United States, the Russian Federation, places throughout Europe, Italy, the United Kingdom, United Arab Emirates, New Zealand, Belgium, Ireland. It's been so cool to watch this show go so globally and have that reach. So I encourage you to share this with your friends, your colleagues, your family. Give us a review, a five-star rating. Let people know on iTunes that they can live their lives rich from the inside out while working in leadership, business, and developing their human potential. So, without further ado, episode 16 is about the challenges that make you stronger. And challenges are part of everyday life. A challenge is something that pushes you out of your comfort zone. It can be something that you challenge yourself with, such as a goal, or it might be something presented to you, such as learning something new. Maybe it's getting a handle on finances, or acquiring your next client, or seeking that promotion you've been yearning for. Some challenges are easier than others. Some challenges knock us down for the count. And without despair, I want you to think about it takes how many times that you get up to face a challenge that will determine whether or not you're able to push through it. If you let the first time something knocks you down really stop you from going ahead, I remember the first time I had someone unsubscribe from the newsletter list. I was just devastated. But I forgot about the hundreds of people who, in that moment, the hundreds of people who were subscribed. And maybe that wasn't the right fit for them. Maybe this wasn't the area that they were looking to be in. But what I do know now is people will wean themselves or even come into your life for a certain time and a reason and a purpose. And they also fade away too. So really understanding when we face those challenges, not to take it so personally and be feel defeated, to really be able to rise up and embrace the challenges and move forward. It was once said by someone that challenges make you more responsible. Always remember that life without struggle is life without success. So don't give up and learn not to quit. Challenges make a person more resilient. You recognize your emotions that arise in different situations and how to manage them to become a better communicator or influencer. You become more self-aware of what you want and what you don't want. You develop clarity. You also learn from mistakes. Don't punish yourself. You are growing and stepping into the potential of who you're meant to be. You can either let a challenge pull you down, or you can let a challenge rise you up. And one of the situations that's happened to me in the past facing a challenge is there was a time when I was swimsuit shopping with my daughter. She had gone the week before and came home with a bag because we were doing a quick trip. I couldn't go shopping with her. And I said, go ahead, go find a swimsuit. And, you know, we're going on this surprise trip, so we need to make sure you have something. She comes home, just tossed the bags to me, didn't think anything of it. She didn't even show me what it was until we were already leaving. And I realized that there was a $200+ price tag to this swimsuit. And I was like, what? I'm sorry. I don't know what 16-year-old needs a $200 swimsuit. But anyhow, we went on our trip, didn't end up going swimming anyway, but I knew a swimsuit you just can't return. So we had, you know, come home for a couple more weeks and then we were leaving on vacation again. And we ended up going to the same store where she got this swimsuit. And I could just, as she was trying on these different suits, you know, the staff was wonderful. They were very kind to her, but I could feel myself boiling inside, thinking, why would anyone want her to have a suit that made her look so much older, that she didn't feel energized and excited in, and that she didn't even feel comfortable in? And it so happened that we ended up going swimming shortly after, and she went swimming with that suit and felt like it didn't fit properly. So when I was standing there, I could just feel myself just starting to boil inside. And it's being able to recognize those emotions. But it was a challenge for me to think about, how am I going to manage these emotions? It's my problem. The people in the store don't know what's bothering me. So as it was getting close to closing time, the staff was very patient and had no problem waiting for her to finish trying on suits. And we didn't end up buying a suit. We ended up going to a store and paying $20 for a swimsuit and going on our vacation. She was youthful, she was energized, and loved the suit that she had. But meanwhile, I was still quite frustrated. So while I was waiting for my daughter to finish up, I started to talk to the clerk and I said, you know, I just want to tell you that, you know, I can just feel myself boiling up inside. And I don't know if I feel that way. I don't know how you feel my energy. So I wanted to tell you about what happened when my daughter came here for a swimsuit. So I shared the story with her, and the young lady was phenomenal. She said, you know, you should not have had that type of experience. That's not how we work here. So she got my information, and we were leaving the very next day on vacation. And I said, you know, I'm not going to deal with this right now. But she goes, I'm going to talk to my manager to see if there's something that we could do for you. So she phoned the very next day explaining that they were going to do something for me. And I decided during my vacation, I was not going to call them back. So when I came home, I called them, and they had offered me a 20% discount. Because I thought, you know, it's a swimsuit. They're not going to return it. And I thought, we already spent $200 in your store for something that we're not happy with. And I said, you know, she asked if I was going to come by and pick up the 20% off coupon. And I said, you know what, I'm not sure if I'm going to, but thank you very much for your time. We'll just take this as a loss. So not sooner than we hung up, 5 minutes later, she called back. A district manager had heard her talking to me and said, you know what, we can't return the bottoms of the suit because it was a two-piece. And I said, I get that. I'm in healthcare. I know the background of this. But if you come back with the top, we will give you the full rate back and you can use it to purchase anything else in the store. I said, you know what, that's reasonable. I can handle that. So again, I wasn't able to go with my daughter, but I, you know, recognized and talked to the young lady that was working with her earlier and told her that I'd be sending her in. So she went in and they spent a lot of individualized, personalized attention with her. She came home with a new top to go with the bottoms and also a speed racing suit where she could still, you know, participate in exercise and swim laps and things like that. So she actually ended up having two suits for that same price, which I found much, much better. But in the meanwhile, I thought, you know, this young lady put in a lot of effort. She was phenomenal. And when I speak in front of groups, I talk about this young lady all the time. So I came in that a few days later and I had asked one of the other girls, I said, can you tell me who is the top person that I can talk to in your company? And they gave me the president, they gave me all these people. And I sent a lengthy email because they're not just in the swimsuit industry. They're in the industry of self-esteem, confidence, people feeling comfortable in the skin that they are in. And I find that so powerful to be able to know that you're doing more than just providing a product. It's more than a business transaction. So I emailed a lengthy email and I received, because I wanted this individual to be recognized. We were going to recognize her in our own way, but we wanted somebody, you know, higher up to realize the potential of this young lady and the difference she was making in someone's life. So I received an email back from the owner of the company, And she had forwarded our email to the whole distribution list of all of their employees to realize that this is what they're in business for, and that they were going to recognize this young lady in some way. My daughter had gone a few days later yet again and handed a little gift to this employee, and she was nearly in tears for being recognized for going above and beyond her call of duty. How often do we do that? That we want to go the extra mile for our clients, our customers, making them feel that they matter. So that's what I really want to talk about, because these challenges that we face, they make us so much better. They make us so much stronger, and we never realize the impact that we're going to have on other people. Because what I realized is if I never spoke up when I recognize an emotion that I have, either to clarify something with someone or to express how I'm feeling about a situation, this all would never have happened. So, you know, when people talk about emotional intelligence and think, you know, that's just the soft stuff. I'll tell you, it's even though it's soft, it's about people and making sure that people matter, and how we're communicating is a big deal. Think about how you communicate, how some of those challenges have come through communication. I know I'm laying on some heavy stuff, so I want you to take a big breath, nice deep breath. I'm going to give a short sponsor note here today. I have my new book called Let's Be Curious, How to Ask the Right Questions, Get Better Answers, and Make the Best Decisions. It's going to be coming out November of 2016, and you can pre-purchase it at www.letsbecurious.ca. Now back to talking about challenges making you stronger. It really does amaze me how including me can take things for granted until we're faced with a challenge. I remember completing a triathlon after not putting in a lot of training several years after I had done one, of course. Holy man, I was in awe. What I had accomplished, I had never given myself credit for. I never realized how hard I actually worked and the effort I had put in. Years later, you know, I'm doing it thinking, oh, you know what, didn't train very much, I'm going to just try and do it again. And I did it. And, you know, by far it wasn't as well as I had done in the past, but I was still able to complete it. But the hard work, the dedication it took to take on the challenges and to really acknowledge the sacrifices that went with it. As you know, triathlon is a swim, bike, and run. I was never a star athlete, but I challenged myself to do what I saw others do. And if they could do it, so could I. One of the biggest challenges I see people face is often self-induced through the comparison trap. We start comparing ourselves to others, and it leads totally to a no-win-win situation. Your intentions end up reflecting a competition and beating someone versus becoming better and being the natural choice. What I want you to do is start turning inward. Set challenges for yourself each day to become a better version of yourself today than you were yesterday. Become a better listener. Become a better employee. Become a better parent, spouse. Become a better boss. Hone your skills. Fine-tune those strengths. The competition is with yourself. Beat your old self. You know, the one from yesterday? And run your own race. Because a competition really is against yourself to be your personal best. We have to stop complaining about our circumstances. You know, there are people who are in more delicate situations than you are right now. Some people are wishing that they could walk or even run a race. Some are fighting for their breath. Some people would love to have the job or business that you do, but due to health issues, they may not be able to do so. Quit making excuses for all the reasons that success has not happened for you yet. Because, you know, true success, sustainable success, takes time and consistency. Are you using time productively, or are you getting sucked into the vortex of social media, following those blue links, or just checking to see if someone happened to like your post? Stop blaming others for your position in life. You may hear people blaming their parents, their spouse, or their kids, or their boss for their position, or that they don't have the resources for not getting further ahead. You know what? You are in charge of you and the decision that you make. Who is with you at this moment is you. Who you are is directly related to the life you have led and the choices you have made. And as a child, your parents may have taught you a certain way of doing things. But as you become your own person, you started to make your own decisions and your own choices. You could believe old patterns and beliefs, or you could choose your own story of how things played out and how things have yet to be. Others made choices and passed on their beliefs based on what they believed to be true. Don't be afraid to question, challenge assumptions, or offer a new perspective. You may have heard the story about the young adult who was preparing the roast when they were newly married. They cut off each end of the roast and placed it in a roasting pan. And when the person asked, "Why do you cut the ends off?" they replied, "This is the way we've always done it. My mother did it that way and her mother did it that way." What are you doing just because others do it that way? Start viewing those challenges as blessings or opportunities. Write in a journal. Start coming up with some of the solutions to your challenges. Get it out of your head. Ink it on paper. Watch the solutions start coming. Choose the story you want to hear, the one you want to live. The past you can't change. It's already behind you. You have the present and the future. Remember that your perception and what you believe is your reality. Is it the right belief? And is it what you want to believe? Stay focused on the positive aspects, even though the negative ones do occur. Focus on looking at the positives. Be a positive finder. And what you're trying to achieve, choose to approach each day. Today is going to be great. And when you do that, you can speak your day into existence. You can create it. Take time to connect with others. Build relationships now before you need them to have that support system. And if you don't have a support system, start creating one. People you know, like, and trust who challenge you to become a better version of yourself. C.S. Lewis said, "Handicaps often prepare ordinary people for extraordinary destiny." So seize those challenges, embrace them. They are opportunities for you to step in to the skin you were born in. Thank you for listening to the show. Please go over to iTunes, subscribe to us, give us a review, 5-star high fives, and you can go to themillionairewoman.com/podcast to grab the show notes and share us on social media. Subscribe. Give us that 5-star high five. But until we talk again, and share with everybody the things that you are doing to live rich from the inside out. But go out and be the change that Gandhi said that you could be in the world. Have a wonderful day.